It's a fair point you make about Belichick. I mean, you know Belichick's trying to get any competitive advantage he can. So if the game gets pushed back a few days, well, especially when you're going to lose your quarterback, you know, so how much more can Hoyer get prepared, which that didn't kind of work out to the Patriots' advantage. But, you know, for the Raiders, hey, we'll see what happens. Hopefully everything's all right. You know, Tom Cable was my head coach in Oakland. He's offensive line coach with the Raiders. I know he's detailed. I know he's a good coach, a good communicator. So I'm sure they're getting well prepared, even though they know and they haven't been at practice all week.
That's the voice. That's the voice of Bruce Gradkowski, former Raider. He's with Pro Football Focus. You want to sign up for this. I know John loves it. I'm signed up for it. You got packages as low as like $8 a month for a year, as low as $30. You got the Edge package. It's absolutely tremendous. Go sign up now for Pro Football Focus is one of their subscriptions at pff.com.
Sam Monson too, Steve Palazzolo do a great podcast. I listen to all the content you guys have, so it's great. So, Bruce, I'm curious. Tampa Bay, this is one of the teams that I've really kind of been enamored with going back to last year. And, you know, I love Jameis Winston, and I think he's a very underrated quarterback. But I also, like, I have loved watching them play defensively. Last year, if you looked at the DVOA numbers, they were top five unit. They're number one right now. But I wanted to ask you, because they're a top three team across the board, like blitz percentage, hurries, sacks, everything like that. But they're not me playing Madden, right? Like, they're not just pressing engage eight and, like, sending eight guys every single time. Like, what are they doing specifically with that front that makes them so effective?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think they're switching it up. They're not blitzing everyone. I mean, at times you'll see different things at different looks. I think last week against Green Bay, they just switched some things up. They made Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable. I think the Packers did a poor job in blitz pickups. You know, anytime you could get a mismatch, a running back on a linebacker, that's a one-on-one matchup. The linebacker has to win each and every time, and they did. They did a good job at that. So I just think they're doing a really good job, man. Physically, they're playing well. They're number one in allowing only five explosive runs so far this year. So they're stopping the run. You know, they're putting it in the quarterback's hands, and then you saw what happened in Green Bay. Rodgers, man. Rodgers was our top grader all year. 17 big-time throws on the year, only three turnover-worthy plays, and all three turnover-worthy plays came against the Bucs. So they just did a really good job getting turnovers and making plays. And, man, I just think they're on a roll and playing with a lot of confidence right now.
So how do you think that pairs with this Raiders offense? Let's assume that, you know, the four guys are going to play along the offensive line because, you know, the reports are relatively positive that at least they'll be eligible to return on Sunday. What do you think that matchup looks like? Because this is a Raiders offense that works so much off of that run game and the play action. And when they have a lead, right, they want to use Jacobs and ground out some yards. But, like, to me, it doesn't look like that's going to be something they'll be able to do against this front seven, even at full strength.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to come down to Carr. Carr's going to have a big game. They're going to have to do it through the air. He's going to have to make some plays. I think Carr's been very efficient this year. You know, 11 touchdowns, one interception. I think he's playing smart. You know, he's taking a little more sacks, but I like the fact of him pushing the ball downfield at times. And, you know, with Henry Ruggs and what he's done, you know, stepping up and back onto the scene, it has been fun to watch. So I just think it's going to be a big day for the offense, you know. So hopefully the offensive line is able to play, because now if they can't, you know, if I'm Tampa Bay, now I'm blitzing, I'm switching up looks. I mean, it's tough to stay out of practice all week and then get in a game and get you're getting the looks down through Zoom, but practicing the pickups with your counterpart next to you, you know, a center guard or a right guard, right tackle, working together on a stunt, on an exchange, and trying to pick those up. I mean, that's what's difficult. So I expect a lot of twisting and stunting from Tampa Bay and doing different things like that. So at the end of the day, though, I think it comes down to what Carr could do through the air. You know, how he could step up and make big plays, you know, try to stay ahead of the chains. If I'm John Gruden in that offense, don't try to, you know, pound your head against the wall and just hand off the football on first or second down. You know, put that offense in the downhill advantage with throwing the ball on early downs, and I think that could go a long way.